Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. I mean, you must have made a good fucking impression on this partner Rockstar to get him to bring you on the team so quickly, man. What's your advice of kind of creating rapport with clients, man? I've had some clients that we've been very good friends to this day. Might call each other, "What's going on, bro? When are you in London? I'm gonna come meet with you." I'm thinking of one person in particular. And then I've had some clients which I've beefed with, like, you know, not fully, but just we haven't gotten on too well, man. What's your advice for somebody who's trying to deal with a client, make the client relationship go well, build rapport even, and maybe build that into more of a friendship, even if the age is significantly different, you know?
Yeah. You got to figure out what your clients want, you know? Like, for the Apartment Rockstar, he really valued speed. Mm. So, I'm always really fast with videos. And it's like, you shot this in the morning. How are you getting it out to me at night? Like,
yeah.
And in the beginning, you know, I wasn't sleeping much. You know, I was like, you know, shooting something from like 7 a.m. to like 5 p.m. and then editing it, you know, like 7 p.m. to like, you know, like 4 a.m. the next day and sending it to the next morning. He was like, "How did you send to me this the next morning this early?
Yep.
Were you up at 5 a.m. sending it to me?" And I was like, "Hell yeah."
Yeah. It's like that when you get a new client though, isn't it? Right? Like,
Yeah.
I feel you.
Exactly. They're like, holy, and especially if they had a previous videographer who did it really slowly. He's like, the last guy took like 6 months to get this to me. Like, dang.
And actually,
this is a little untold story that I never exposed anywhere. But before me, for the Apartment Rockstar, there was actually two other videographers.
Okay.
And there was this one. So they were having their third annual breast cancer walk they have every year. And the two other videographers were there covering it. And I was there for free covering it. Mm. And they came with all their, you know, their big equipment, you know, where they had their Ronin S and all their, you know, their two cameras and their drones and everything.
Yep.
And I was there. Back then I saw my little Canon T6i and no gimbal or anything, no like stabilizer.
Just me and my camera, just handheld. Legendary.
You know, I used the crap out of Warp Stabilizer over there. Like,
oh, it was, hell yeah. Shout out to Warp Stabilizer, man. Coming in clutch every time.
It was pretty insane. Like, But I sat him. I was like, "Oh, Seth, this is a competition, eh?" So yeah, you know, I was literally running around. You know, I was like running around the event. You know, it was like a big walk. You know, so I was running to the front of the walk, trying to get shots. You know, walking to the back. You know, and they were casually strolling. You know, I was hustling. I was running around.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, later in the day, they sat down. I was like, "Can't sit down. Gotta get more footage." You know, because it's all about. And I was all like, "It's all about getting the people's reactions." You know, so I was like. Yep. You know, I gotta get as many good shots as I can to make this a dope video. That's exactly when I came home at like 5 p.m. and edited it, got it out at like midnight. I sent it out.
Yeah.
And in the morning, they were like, "Holy cow, you know, we got this email at midnight. You're already done." And they were like, "I like this.
Yeah.
I like this."
Yeah. So you proved yourself. You showed you were more efficient than the other two who they were turning up with all the equipment. But they weren't using it as efficiently as you were using just the handheld shit, right?
Yeah. And the Warp Stabilizer. I asked for them big time, you know?
Yep. Dude,
huge house.
Warp Stabilize, every OG editor, man, who started with a ghetto setup knows about Warp Stabilizer, man, for real.